What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip, thanks for being with us, man. I really appreciate it. How you doing?
Joe, of course. I'm doing great, thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, I enjoyed the heck out of that first five innings. Ryan Weathers, 99 miles an hour early on with nasty stuff. I know it got away, but you had to feel pretty good about the way he's pitching. Boy, he looked like big time last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all felt and had an inkling that this spring that Ryan had a chance to kind of be a potential breakout pitcher, like, in all of baseball, left-handed, the type of velo he was showing, changeup, you know, a couple breaking balls, and the execution that he's shown. It's been great. We were able, you know, get five more solid innings out of him last night, get his pitch count up a little higher. So we're going to continue to, you know, build that up, his workload as we go. But it's exciting, the type of stuff and execution that he's shown in his first two starts this year.
Skip, there's so many different things to talk about sitting here as a junkie watching you guys. Jesus Sanchez, you put him in the leadoff. What was behind that about a week ago? It looked like about a week ago you made that change.
Yeah, when Xavier, when he was going to be out for a little while, you know, Sanchez was hitting second most days versus right-handed pitching, and, you know, really like him versus right. You know, he's historically performed well there, and, you know, didn't really like see how, you know, a clear-cut leadoff, you know, hitter. So, you know, get Sanchez up there, get more opportunity in that spot, just kind of move, you know, a few other guys up behind him. And I don't know what would, you know, versus left-handed pitching, we probably, you know, would go a different route, you know, with who's in there. But it just felt like Sanchez, you know, he's got the ability to impact and, you know, the presence. It's a different type of, you know, leadoff skill set. But I think, too, he works good at bats, you know, and – just felt like he would, you know, could give us a little spark in a different way.
You know, it's funny. I was so glad we kept him. You know, guys, and you guys had to trade a lot of guys, but I was really glad we kept him. He hits bombs. He can run. I mean, he just looks like he's so close to being a breakout player. His attitude, he just looks like he's got the kind of attitude you have with this young ball club right now. I was really glad. And that just leads me to this thing. Watching baseball for a long time, I can't remember, and it's killing me, a walk-off triple. Have you seen a lot of those, or am I just getting old and stupid?
No, you're not. I can't think of one either, you know. Most, no, I have not, you know. It just doesn't come around much, whether guys just stop, you know, and the action's already happened, or,
yeah.
You know. So, yeah, walk-off triple is a rarity, but I'm glad I got a chance to see it in person on our side.
Yeah, no, listen, it seems like every time I have you, something crazy happens. I know there are two runs on, and so they got a triple. It wasn't a double. It wasn't a two-run double. It was a two-run triple. I went, all right, that sounded really good. Hey, Kyle Stowers, my gosh, one thing that's been consistent of all these young guys, I know you've said this more than once, for the guys who got off to a great start, they're going to figure you out. If they can find a little bit of a hole or an area to throw a pitch and make it difficult. But, boy, they're having trouble getting this dude out. Kyle Stowers continues to make great contact and hitting .310, couple more hits again last night. What have you seen for the breakthrough for this guy?
Yeah, I mean, well, his bat speed's in like the top 20 of all of baseball. And, you know, he's got long levers. So, you know, he's got speed in his bat, and he's tightened up his swing. His move's a little tighter. So, you know, he's hit fastballs this year at an elite clip. So, I mean, it's like you're able to hit velocity. The power that he's showing the other way is impressive. And he's not completely compromised on secondary stuff. Like, he still hasn't – like, he's doing it right. Like, he's hitting the fastballs the other way for damage, and then you give yourself a chance to, you know, pull the secondary stuff. You know, at least they'll have something left to kind of stay through it and give yourself a chance to have some length through the zone. So it's going to get some swing has improved and tightened up. And also, like, this guy is, you know, incredibly diligent with his work every day. He understands where people are going to go try to attack him and the holes that he's trying to cover up. And he's just trying to make them smaller. Right? Everybody's going to have holes. But if you can just tighten them up, be able to defend yourself in some places that you don't do as well in. And eventually, like, these guys do throw pitches in areas that you do well, and to be ready to fire at those.
Yeah. Hey, one of your young guys, and by the way, some of these trades have looked like potentially they really have a chance to work out, which is – one of the things everybody's hoping for. Gustin Ramirez got off to the great start, went on the West Coast, and it was like, okay, we knew this was probably going to be coming, but he's really kind of hung in there. I know he had bat him second the other night, and he had a home run, six home runs on the season now. So you got a whole bunch of catcher. I think you got like 11 home runs now with the catcher position. How do you rotate everybody and still give him enough to keep his confidence and let him get better as one of your top prospects? Even though Hicks and Fortes have been so good.
Yeah, it's a really good problem to have. And Augustine is just, he's played so well. And we knew Augustine, you know, continue to stay up here and develop at the major league level. Like, we believe and see him as a catcher. So, I, you know, love having the lineup because what he brings every day offensively, but also knowing that he's got to get back there and catch to develop. So, you know, he's getting two or three starts a week back there. You know, Nick is a terrific defender, you know, big home run last night. So, you know, trying to divvy that, most of that up between him and Augustine behind the plate. And then Liam has just been swinging the bat so great, you know, as well. And so it's a good problem to have. I think they all kind of bring, you know, a little something different to our team that day. Maybe, you know, right-handed starting pitcher or left-handed starting pitcher, you know, potential maneuvers during the game that we can do. We've used Nick to pinch hit versus left some games. And so I think it'll work itself out, and just try to continue to keep them all in the mix and ensure that, you know, particular Augustine and Liam's case, that we're doing, you know, right by them from a development standpoint, but also we're trying to win a major league game every night.
Right. And the same time, I know you want all, you know, we kind of looked at all your prospects and we knew what you got from New York and Baltimore. And we're going, man, this is our future. This guy's got to. And so you want to give those guys enough work. But at the same time, if there's a better matchup for you, you're like you said, it's still about winning games. And the last thing you want to do is have guys come up and not playing at all and sitting there and getting a pinch hit from time to time or DHing and not getting a chance to develop their full game. How difficult are those decisions night to night with such a young ball club?
I mean, they are, because you mentioned it. It's hard for me as I, you know, look at it to have someone sit and not play for a really extended amount of time. With where we're at, the youthfulness of the roster, the experience level, you know, so in some ways it's good. You're trying to keep guys fresh, but also trying to keep everyone in the mix. You know, it's hard when you don't play, you know, as often, and it's not regular playing time, especially when you're young. You know, it's really hard to hit major league pitching. So trying to keep some type of a rotation, keep some type of, you know, alternating going throughout the, you know, course of a week, 10-day period, a lot, you know, depending on the opposing pitcher and what their bullpen is like, and trying to be cognizant that, you know, we feel like, and we have a lot of confidence in the 13 position players. So, that's what I'm trying to do, is give us the best chance to win each night while also realizing we got to keep everyone involved and in the mix.
Clayton, I got to ask you, because you do have a unique situation you knew you were getting into, and that's a lot of young guys that have played a little bit in Major League Baseball, had a little bit of success, but Man, it's a roller coaster ride. That friggin' somebody figures you out like no other sport. They find out you got a hole in your swing to an area. They can get you with two pitches, or now he can't hit a breaking pitch, and you get a heavy dose, man. Word spreads like no other sport, man, about what you can and can't do in that damn game. Always wonder, like, when a guy gets in a little bit of a funk, you spend more time with him? Are you aware of it? You have your some of your coaches spend time to make sure a guy doesn't get in a funk and start thinking, oh boy, I'm close to double or triple A right around the corner if this continues?
I mean, it's definitely a real thing. You mentioned this league's just unrelenting. The amount of information that the people have on you now, there's less secrets. You know, as soon as you start to do well, we've seen, you know, Eric Wagerman was doing great for a bit, you know, with Augustine. You know, Stowers. And so as you start to do well, people pay attention, and then, okay, it's, you know, it's a bit of cat and mouse adjustments. But that's how you survive here and end up thriving, is the ability to, you know, make adjustments, learn what you're really good at, capitalize on that. And yeah, I mean, that's probably like most of our time is spent in that regard, is just checking on guys, like trying to get them back to a place where they feel like they're the most confident, you know, version of themselves. They can go out there that night and compete. Because, you know, right now it's hard for them to draw from experiences of, you know, having prolonged success at this level. So, you know, you feel like some days, man, am I ever going to be able to get a hit again? You know, or can I do this? And it's real and it's totally natural. But that also is with the veteran player, too. They just know, at least they have something to go back to and go, okay, I've gone through this on multiple occasions. And, you know, go back to this and I'll get myself out of it. You know, our guys still are accumulating back of the baseball card type, you know, experiences. But yeah, that's the fun part too. You know, our staff, that's, you know, what we love to do is try to be there as a resource and just, you know, keep the compass pointed, you know, in the single direction.
I have really enjoyed watching this team. 6 walk-off wins so far. I think it's second in baseball, if I'm not mistaken, or it was. And the joy and those guys staying together and playing hard for each other and pumping each other up before a big at bat late in the game and the whole thing, it just got a completely different feel. And I listen, I know the record's not where you want it to be, and people are, oh, well, how are they? But is it what you thought it would be for your first year doing this, and kind of this is what you thought and you envisioned it would be?
Yes and no. I knew there was going to be a lot of things for me personally, just much different, like just the day to day and the rhythm of that day. I think, you know, I came into it somewhat expecting how things were going to be.
Yeah.
But then when they're actually going through it, man, it's, you know, it's just a whole lot more, you know, and it's just it's a lot busier and different things on your plate than in the past. So, but I really enjoy that. And then as far as our group here, they've been an absolute pleasure. I mean, the amount of times that we've come back in games and even still lost, but they just continue to fight. And then, hey, the next day, they've just been very resilient and come back and, like, you know, go up there because they want to win. I mean, they're, you know, it's not just about being in the major leagues. You know, it's like, I want to certainly want to be here. I want to improve. And also, like, you know, they want to win. And we are, you know, learning how to, you know, to do that. And so, I mean, like, the games are just
– yeah.
You know, the games are fun. Watching them compete is fun. Helping them grow and mature as young players is fun. And, you know, we're going to take our lumps like, you know, everyone else does during the course of a season and continue to grow from that.
Hey, one last question before I go. We talk so much here on Talk Radio about rules and regulations of what coaches and managers – You have a couple fundamental rules when you break camp, like, hey, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm not big on, I always hear guys, I'm not big on a lot of rules, but these are my three or four. Do you have a couple that you could share with us? Like one, I'm guessing, is always on time for whatever it is, but could you share some of those with us?
I think we talked about too, is just like being a great teammate. And I think in a lot of ways that just goes and encompasses a whole lot. And like you said, being on time, well, being on time is just, that just means you're just respectful of someone else's time. You know, it's like by you being late, you're wasting a trainer's time or you're wasting,
right,
you know,
coach's
time. Yeah. So it's like if you're a great teammate, like think about how your actions are impacting, you know, other people. And I mean, really, like this, like you're a grown up, like the choices you make are your choices. We're here to educate you. Right. We hopefully on, you know, making a choice we feel like is going to help you perform. But at the end of the day, you're going to make your own choice. I think we just, you know, kind of give them guidelines more. And yeah. I'm more just like, I think if you're a great teammate, then a lot of other things, you know, that come up, you know, take care of themselves.
Yeah. Good stuff. No, I got you, man. It's good stuff. Clayton, I really appreciate it, man. 1:10 start today, Cubs and Marlins, before you hit that West Coast again. Get back out there, closer to where you were before out there in that beautiful area. But really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Okay, love being on. Thanks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.